Chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered together to David at Hebron, saying, Look, we are your bone and your flesh. In times past, even when Saul was king, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. The Lord your God said to you, You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall rule over my people Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, that is, Jebus, and the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, were there. The inhabitants of Jebus said to David, You shall not come in here. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. David said, Whoever strikes the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. Joab the son of Zeruiah went up first, and was made chief. David lived in the stronghold, therefore they called it the city of David. He built the city all around, from the millo even around, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. David grew greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. Now these are the chief of the warriors whom David had, who gave him strong support in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. This is the number of the warriors whom David had: Jashpiel, the son of a Hachmonite, leader of the three, and he wielded his spear against 800 and killed them at one time. After him was Eleazar the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three warriors. He was with David at Parthamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where there was a plot of ground full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. And he took his stand in the midst of the plot, and defended it, and killed the Philistines, and the Lord saved them by a great victory. And 3 of the 30 chief men went down to the rock to David, into the cave of Adullam, and the army of the Philistines were camped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David had a craving and said, Oh, that one would give me water to drink of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. The 3 broke through the army of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, that was by the gate, and took it, and brought it to David, but David would not drink of it, but poured it out to the Lord, and said, My God forbid it me, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men who have put their lives in jeopardy? For they risked their lives to bring it. Therefore he would not drink it. The 3 warriors did these things. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, was leader of the 30. And he wielded his spear against 300 and killed them, and had a name beside the 3. He was the most illustrious of the 30, and he became their leader. However, he did not attain to the 3. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was a valiant man of Kabzeel, who performed great deeds. He killed the 2 of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. He killed an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 7 feet 5 inches tall, and in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam, and he went down to him with a staff, and grabbed the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did these things, and had a name among the 3 warriors. Look, he was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the 3. And David set him over his guard. Also the warriors of the armies, Asahel the brother of Joab, Elhanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammat the Herodite, Elika the Herodite, Hulez the Paltite, Ira the son of Ekesh the Tekoite, Abiza the Anatotite, Sibekai the Hushathite, Zalmo the Ahohite, Maharai the Natophatite, Hail the son of Bana the Natophatite, Ida'i the son of Ribai of Gibeah of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah the Parathonite, Hidai from Nahalagash, Abiel the Abithite, Asmavet the Bahurimite, Eliab the Shalbinite, Jashan the Gizanite, Jonathan the son of Shammah the Ha'arite, Ahiam the son of Sakar the Ha'arite, Eliphelet the son of Ahasbi the Malatite, Eliam the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezra'i the Carmelite, Parai the Arbit, Egal the son of Nathan, from the elite troops of the Hagrites, Zelik the Ammonite, Nahari the Beerothite, the armor-bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Jittirite, Gerib the Jittirite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Ahilah, Abinah the son of Shiza the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Makkah, and Joshaphat the Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashtarothite, Shema and Jael the sons of Hotham the Arorite, Jediel the son of Simri, and Joah his brother, the Tizzite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Jeribai, and Joshaviah, the sons of El-Naam, and Atmah the Moabite, Eliel, and Obed, and Jasiel the Majobiah.